He's vice chair of the resolution committee for the GOP. So they got together. They get appointed, those type of things, I'm assuming. But Jim Jonas, I don't believe, was there when this resolution was passed, a state representative from West Fargo. So we called him, as always. Representative Jonas, good, bad, tough days, not tough days, is always willing to come on. And I just respect the heck out of that. Representative Jonas, good to have you back on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel.
I've read the resolution, and you didn't vote on it. You were absent. I'm assuming you and your wife were taking some final winter vacation here. Am I right about that, the way it sounds?
Yeah. Denise and I were out in Cabo. She needed a break from her job, and I got to tag along with some friends. And so I wasn't at the state committee meeting or the meeting on the 14th of the resolution committee.
I can make the assumption, though, you've read the resolution.
Yeah. I was there on the Saturday, March 9th. In the state basketball tournament out in Bismarck, and we met at the GOP Center. And I was there when the resolution number 6 was put together. And I knew it was going to be a tough resolution. There were 4 of us there, and I knew there would be some negative publicity, let's say, and thoughts about this, because it does take the abortion ban to a higher level, obviously, with the resolution, the part where it declares anybody who kills a preborn human being is legally answerable for the crime. So that really, what's the phrase I should use, makes it more controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
So can I ask you this? Had you been present, would you have voted for the resolution?
No, I would have been a no vote.
Okay.
On the resolutions, when we get together as a committee, I was appointed by Mike LaFleur. Every district in the state is divided into 4 regions, and anybody can come up with a resolution, and then we listen to them. We don't critique them when they present them, but then when we get to committee, try to rewrite them and so forth. But I would have been a no vote on that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it goes too far. Especially when with the invertible fertilization, and then the charging somebody with murder, like Yana Myrtle said, would it be the Uber driver that took somebody to the hospital? So yeah, it's very controversial.
So it still, for something that controversial, didn't exactly end up with a 4-3. You know, I mean, there was 8 people voting. 5-3 kind of a vote. I mean, this passed overwhelmingly 7-1. If you were to have been there, it was still 7-2. Why? I mean, how did the North Dakota GOP get there? Who's got the power to be able to accomplish something like this?
Well, it comes down to the district chairman. They appointed members to the state resolutions committee, and the district chairman then appointed people that would be more in favor of being more hard line on this issue, more of the ultra conservatives, let's call them. So they now control the state districts. So you're going to see more and more of them trying to flex their muscle.
So where does it go from here? I mean, do you believe, okay, you're going to be back in one of those legislative chairs. I mean, you're going to be sitting there. If this passes as a resolution, then it empowers, and somebody probably would have brought this forth as a proposed law anyway, but then it empowers leadership of the North Dakota GOP. It actually, you know, says you need to come to the legislature and support this on behalf of the North Dakota GOP. Do you think it will pass?
Well, the resolutions are part of the convention, and I think it's going to be very interesting, especially when Yana Myrtle came out and made some valid points yesterday. And I'm sure there's a lot of us since this morning I've gotten a lot of calls from my and text messages from my legislative friends asking me about this. So I don't know if it'll pass. It's got a good chance because most of the hardliners will show up to the convention. And then the resolutions are just part of the convention in theory. It's a statement the party chooses to make. They're separate and distinct from the platform, and they stand until the next election cycle. But like you said, Joe, somebody from the one of my colleagues could take this and run with it in our next session and try to make this law.
So there's no question when you read the resolution, and it appears you agree with me from what you said previously, but I want to be crystal clear on this. The way it's worded, you believe that it's basically defining these individuals with murder and accessory to murder, even including in vitro fertilization.
Yes. If you look at the sixth or seventh, whereas, yeah, you were legally answerable for the crime, whether they are a principal offender, accomplice, or co-conspirator of the act.
Okay. So,
What, the equal protection for the unborn, yeah.
Right now, the Supreme Court, Mifepristone, the Supreme Court is arguing that. Basically, the abortion pill is what we're talking about. Do you feel that that would fit into this category?
Well, it's pretty interesting because how can you outlaw something, the abortion pill that's going to be sold through mail and at the pharmacies, so I'm sure there could be an effort to try to do that.
Did you get into the legislature for this? I mean, Jim, I've known you from back in your teaching, you know, high school football coaching days. I mean, when you said, you bet, I'm willing to serve, and you put your name on a ballot, is this in any way, shape, or form why you ran?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to work to make North Dakota a better place for its citizens and the quality of life to help our future, our future students. So it's frustrating, but when I was asked to serve on this committee, I knew it'd be difficult it's proving to be very difficult. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. I understand, I guess, that supermajorities, you know, take themselves to here. The scary part is that this wing of the Republican Party never would have been in the old days able to pass a resolution 7-1 like this. I mean, it jumped out at me. And so do you think your party has changed?
Oh, drastically, yeah. The days of the Ronald Reagan, a big admirer of Ronald, and you can see how it's getting more ultra-conservative and more authoritarian. You know, part of the Republican platform is limited government, individual freedom, personal responsibility. But with more and more of these laws and coming from my conservative friends, we're getting more authoritarian.
I guess the other part that I would ask is, you know, there's a lot of policy issues out there to be dealt with, a lot of policy issues, you know, increasing North Dakota's workforce, making sure that, you know, public employees have a reason to stay as public employees, talking about, you know, schools and talking about public education versus private education in terms of state funding. I just... for the life of me, can't figure out why something like this takes all the oxygen out of the room instead of the very core things that need to be dealt with in North Dakota.
Yeah, you're right there. So these resolutions, there are 43 total resolutions, and our committee nailed them down to 15, and we combined parts of different proposals. So I just hope we can move forward and work on making North Dakota a better state.
Is it your intention to attend the state convention?
Yeah, as part of the resolutions committee, yeah, I will be there.
Will you speak against this on the floor?
We can't speak on the resolutions on the floor. They'll be voted on separately.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, they're going to be voted on separately. For the first time, there's 15 resolutions, and then we'll vote on them separately.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You know, when this comes up to the general public, you know, what is your answer to it? What is your commitment? I want to make sure you get the last word here, Representative Jonas.
Well, my commitment is to the people of West Fargo and North Dakota. I'm trying to make life, the quality of life, better for individuals. And as far as this resolution number six, North Dakota already is the most pro-life state in the nation, and abortions aren't happening in North Dakota right now. And this just takes it a lot further, I should say. So I'm kind of disappointed in that, and disappointed in my inability to do more on the subcommittee meeting on Saturday, March 9th. So.
Okay. Representative Jonas, as always, thank you for coming on, sir.
Yep. Have a good day, Joel.
You bet.